schmoozing with your Haggai Gah host, Hal Slifer.
Shalom. I'm Tom Albert, and I'm the rabbi at Temple Etz Chaim in Franklin. I grew up in Galveston, Texas, came to New England for college, and never left. I graduated from law school, practiced for 10 years before deciding to leave my profession and become a rabbi. I attended Hebrew Union College in New York City and was ordained in 2000. Before coming to Franklin, I served congregations in Malden, Brookline, Madison, Connecticut, and Marlboro. I'm in my seventh year here at Temple Etz Chaim. We're a small community where no one gets forgotten. We innovate, bringing in such ideas as eliminating paid tickets to High Holy Day services. And our congregation provides a Jewish address in an area with few Jewish institutions. For example, on Sunday, February 10th at 1 o'clock, we will have a program with a sofer, a Torah scribe, on the art of scribal writing. Those who attend will not only learn from the scribe, but will have a chance to learn how to write like one. If you want to come, please let us know. You can easily find our website and phone number because we're the only synagogue in Franklin, Massachusetts. And now for my Chagigah memory and melody. As I mentioned, before becoming a rabbi, I worked for many years as a lawyer. I'm proud of what I accomplished. And yet throughout that time, I felt as if there was a part of me that was waiting to come out. One day, my wife and I were taking a walk, and I was going through my standard kvetch about this not being what I really wanted to do. And then she asked me the natural question, "Well, what do you want to do?" And without thinking, I said, "I want to be a rabbi." Now, this is something I'd considered over 20 years before, but I thought that I just didn't have the preparation that you needed, and I put the idea aside for good. But I didn't get time to make that point. Instead, she said to me, "Well, why don't you go talk to our rabbi and see if it will work?" So I did. I spoke to our rabbi, Ron Weiss of Temple Beth Elohim in Wellesley. I raised all kinds of objections. I was too old, we were too far away from a seminary, money would be too tight, and of course, I didn't have the preparation. He listened and then suggested I speak to some rabbis to find out what their lives were like. The more I learned, the more I realized that they were doing what I wanted to do. I wanted to use my skills to serve God and the Jewish people. And eventually, when my wife and I could make it work, I started commuting each week to New York to learn to be a rabbi. I've taken a couple of lessons from this. One is that in a world of changing careers, there can be a place to find your passion. And the other is that while maybe God doesn't speak directly to people anymore, there can be signs from God if we're open to them. In addition to advice, Rabbi Weiss gave me a video produced by the Central Conference of American Rabbis called simply Rabbi. After several rabbis talked about the different things they did, there was a montage of all the participants doing all of those things. When I saw it, I realized, that's me. I belong in those pictures. And while the montage was running, the music that was playing was cantor Jeff Klepper's version of Oseh Shalom. Since then, whenever I've heard that played, I close my eyes and ask if I still belong in those pictures. And every time, the answer has been yes. I hope that all the people listening have a song that does for them what this Oseh Shalom does for me. This is Rabbi Tom Albert, and it's been a pleasure to talk with you on Hal Slifer's Chagigah.
Oseh Shalom, Shalom bimromav, Hu yaaseh Shalom ale. Israel. say shalom aleichem.